Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. I feel like every Tuesday, right about this time, about 8:40, we always bring her in, our promo girl, Aaron. And the first question we always ask Aaron is Colton still a virgin on The Bachelor?
You ask that question every single time.
Is he still a virgin?
Yeah, apparently he is. That's what I've been hearing. I don't know. I don't believe it.
So we really wanted to watch The Bachelor last night, but some things came up and there was like, you know, salting like the sidewalks and stuff.
We had a plow, the whole neighborhood.
I get it.
So what did we miss last night?
All right, guys, it was crazy last night. I don't know if you remember from last week, but three girls left and they kept telling Colton, watch out, people aren't like here for the right reasons. They're not ready.
Yeah,
so he made it his mission to find out who they were talking about.
Yeah.
So he goes on a one-on-one date with Tayshia. Ask her straight up, who's not here for the right reasons? She goes, Caitlin and Cassie. They've already talked about her. Yeah, she completely calls him out and says, they've already talked about being the next bachelorette.
Wow.
So he's really upset with that. But he likes Tayshia a lot, gives her the rose. So she's headed into the hometowns. He's ready to meet the family.
Even though she was a snitch. Like, she snitched on the
girls. Yeah, but that's what he asked her to do. Like, he straight up asked. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm not the biggest fan.
Yeah.
And then he had a one-on-one date with Caitlin, and that was one of the girls Tayshia named. So he's like, are you here for the right reasons, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, I'm here for an engagement. I'm all in for you. Like, I'm falling in love with you. Yeah.
And if we don't work out, then I'm going to be the next bachelorette.
And apparently that was good enough for him because he was like, okay, cool. Gives her a rose.
That's how dumb us guys are. Like, you tell us something, like, you're pretty. I believe you.
Yeah,
I believe you.
And then they went and saw a concert, and Brett Young performed on The Bachelor last night.
I saw it on Twitter. I was so excited.
Yeah, he sang Here Tonight. It was so good. I loved
that song, by the way.
So good. And then, guys, the most tragic thing happened.
What?
Colton brings Hannah B. home to meet his parents because they're in Denver. They're in his hometown right now.
Okay.
She meets his parents, feels really comfortable, and then Colton talks to his dad, and his dad is like, don't, like, listen to any of these girls here. Listen to your gut. Like, if you know what's right in the end. And then he takes Hannah on a date. They're, like, eating dinner, and she's like, I'm falling in love with you. I feel so comfortable around your family. And he goes, I'm not on the same level right now.
Oh.
And he walks her out. Can you imagine just meeting someone's parents and a few, like, hours later you break up?
So she didn't get a rose? Like, she's off the show?
She's off the show. Like, he puts her in a limo, hit the road, Jack. You know, like, it happened. Yeah. She's gone.
Did they play that song?
They did. No, just kidding.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you go.
I wish. Yeah. And then he had another group date. So there's four girls left and only two roses.
Okay.
He gives one rose to Hannah G, who I love, obviously.
Yeah.
And then the two other girls are fighting back and forth about who's not here for the right reasons, blah, blah, blah. Caitlin, who's not even on the date, comes in, talks to Colton, and basically is like, don't listen to Kirpa, listen to Cassie. So Colton's like, yeah, okay, Caitlin, like, I'll take whatever you say. And then sends Kirpa home. Cassie gets the rose.
Her name is Kirpa?
Kirpa, yeah. She's kind of irrelevant. I haven't even really talked about her, so. But at the end of the day, my final four predictions were correct, and I nailed all four hometowns.
Hold on a second. I don't care about your final four. Who do you still think is going to win the show? You can't get a safety net of four people.
But okay, the final four
doesn't
is great,
matter.
Though. Okay.
Who is the one you think is going to win?
I think it's going to be Hannah G.
Is that the one that I picked in the beginning?
Yeah, that's the one that I like, but I think the final two are going to be Hannah and Tayshia. That's my call for the final two.
Okay.
We'll see.
And is he still a virgin? I don't think you answered my question yet.
I mean, apparently, that's what they keep saying. I don't think so, and I don't think at the end, during Fantasy Suites, there's no way he's still going to be a virgin.
No, I agree. Oh. I cannot wait for next week to not watch this. I'm really excited for that.
I can't wait to watch it.
That's why we have Aaron filling us all in on US 99.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.